She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me. Welcome to Bella and Me.
Hello, everybody.
We are back with a vengeance.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Are you being good?
Of course.
Of course?
Yeah.
You and Zoe still working on that lullaby?
Yes, okay. We are. How,
are you almost done?
On it. No.
I'm not surprised. Okay.
But we're working.
I can't wait to hear this one.
It's going
to
be great.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're making a face.
Yeah, I have a question.
What?
Well, I was listening to you and Mama talking, and I was listening to your podcast.
Wait a minute. How are you even able to do that?
Oh, please.
You don't have a portable phone. How?
Anyway...
How are you able to listen to a podcast?
I have my ways.
Just give me one.
My nose.
Your nose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, I was listening to the podcast, and I was listening to the one about who are you?
Right.
And I was also listening to your podcast about the questions and how everyone had a big... thing about that question,
right, about who they are,
and
right.
Then it was a big testimony at the end,
yes.
And it was so wonderful. Mama was so excited, and I wanna talk about it. I wanna talk about who we are.
Who we are, or who you are?
Both.
Well, because we have to divide this up. Because I am a human being.
You are.
You are a canine.
You're a human being.
No, a human being. B-E-I-N-G, and you are a canine.
A canine.
Yeah, you're a dog.
All right, but I'm a beautiful little lady dog.
You're a beautiful little lady talking dog. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so what's the big deal?
Big deal is I know who I am.
Well,
and
who
I'm
am
not,
I?
You're Bella.
I know.
And that's all you are. However.
What?
Well, hang on.
Oh, that sounds... You make it sound so little.
I'm
just better.
If you let me finish.
All right.
I am the righteousness of God.
All right.
Which means that me and God are like best friends.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right. So, you say you're the righteousness of God.
Right.
In Christ.
In Christ, in Jesus.
In Jesus. All right, in Jesus.
Right.
So you say that word righteousness means that you and God are like best friends.
Yeah, we are in right standing with each other. We're good, we're cool, we're best buddies. We're BFFs.
Right. So you're like, you and God... You can hang out together.
Yep. And the great thing about God is that God, unlike humans, right, God does not keep a record of any mistakes you made or any wrongdoings or anything like that.
So God loves you even when you mess up.
100,000%.
So you make a big mistake, let's say.
Yes.
And Mama's real mad at you.
Right. I know that God still looks
but
at me
God
and says...
God still loves you no matter
okay.
what.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Let me see. Let me ask you something else,
yes.
Nan. When I make a big mistake...
I see where you're going with this.
And you're really mad at me.
Right.
Do you still love me?
I still love you. It doesn't mean I'm happy with you at that moment, but I still love you.
All right, so then let me ask you this.
So you are in right standing with me.
So we're still best friends.
We're
no
still,
matter what I
we're,
do.
We're friends. We're not bad. I wouldn't say we're best friends.
Well, I'm best friends
I love
friends
you.
With Mama.
I act as your guardian. So it's a different little, it's a little bit different relationship there.
All right, well, let's get back to God.
Yes.
So you make a big mistake.
Yeah.
And God still loves you no matter what.
The only reason, here's the thing. When he looks at me, it's like he's looking at Jesus. Because he's looking at me through what Jesus did for me. See, on my own, I'm not good enough to stand in front of God and to chat with him and to hang out with him. I can only be good enough through Jesus.
Okay, I think I understand.
You need Mama to explain this to you?
Maybe.
Okay.
And
Podcastia, if you're listening out there and you're a mama or a daddy-o, you can explain this maybe to your children or the littles that are listening that maybe don't understand.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
All right, so Jesus, he did it all for
right.
us.
He did it all.
I knew that.
Okay.
Because we talked about that before.
That's right.
We talked about grace.
Yes.
We said that grace is that we don't deserve it.
But we get it anyway.
We get it anyway.
That's right.
And because of that, and it's free.
Right.
It's free gift. We don't have to pay for it.
No.
Jesus
paid for it.
And he paid everything.
Everything.
There's nothing left to pay.
Nothing left.
It's finished.
Done.
So that means if you made a mistake yesterday, God still loved you.
Absolutely.
And if you make a mistake today, God still loves you.
You can make a mistake a thousand times.
Let me finish!
Go ahead.
And if you make a mistake tomorrow and tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that, God will still love you no matter what.
He will.
Wow. God is really good.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
You can make a mistake today. You could make a mistake 30 times today. You can make a mistake 24 times. You make a mistake, one mistake every hour.
Okay, let me...
And even for the rest of the month, and God will still love you.
All right, well, let me say this now. When I make a mistake...
Yeah.
And you get mad at me...
Yeah.
I know you still love me no matter what. And I know Mama still loves me no matter what. I know that. She loves me today, tomorrow, and yesterday. And I can make mistakes all the time. But I think I understand. We talked about this. But I think I understand that the more I understand
right.
how much Mama loves me,
right.
the less I want to make a mistake.
That's right. Very good. You got it.
Oh.
So that's sort of like, you know, how we are with God.
Explain.
We are not thinking about the mistakes all the time. We're thinking about how great God is, that he's forgiven us of mistakes that we haven't even made yet, right? And as a result of that, we're so thankful that now we're focused so much on him that we make less mistakes because our focus has changed from mistakes to God.
So instead of looking at our mistakes...
Right.
We're looking at God.
Right. Now, adults would call that being sin-minded.
What?
What I
looking
just said.
Looking at our mistakes all
exactly.
the time.
Always focus on mistakes.
But since we're not looking at our mistakes,
right.
we're looking at Jesus.
Yeah, now see, if you were walking around all day saying, I hope I don't make a mistake. I hope I don't make a mistake.
I would make a lot of mistakes.
You'd make a lot of mistakes. And the first one being you worried about making a mistake.
Right.
If your relationship with your daddy-o and mama is good, you won't worry too much about making a mistake because you're rooted in the fact that they love you.
Ah, so once we really, really understand, or at least a little bit understand how much God loves us,
yeah.
then we can be really thankful.
Absolutely.
And then we just love him right on back.
Sure.
And then we want to be good.
Well, sometimes it's a process.
Right.
It doesn't happen overnight.
A process.
And I'm not saying God's not the God of miracles. He is. I'm just saying sometimes it takes a little longer than others. And it doesn't mean
it's
bad.
And that's a process.
It's a process.
But the process means it takes a little while.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It takes a little
while.
So
we got to learn it.
Because you got to learn, right.
All
right. And it takes
like
a little while
school.
To learn, like in school.
Like trying to learn multiplication.
That's why when you go to school, that's not the first thing they teach you is the ABCs. They're not going to teach you how to write a book.
ABCs.
Because it's a process.
a process.
Learn the alphabet, learn how to make words, learn how to say words.
I see.
Make a sentence, make a paragraph, all that
stuff. I get it.
So that's how that works. All right.
So really what we should be thinking about a lot is how much God loves us.
Right, exactly.
And we should be thinking about that all day.
Absolutely.
And then when we think about it, we go, thank you! Thank you, Jesus!
And now I'm going to throw something in your head to make you think even more.
Uh-oh.
Once you know how much God loves you, now what you're doing is, if you really, truly focus on that all the time, that will become part of your identity, part of who you are.
Right.
Who am I? I'm a guy that God loves. I am the righteousness of God.
All right.
See, by saying I'm the righteousness of God, it means that God and I are very, very close friends. So my identity is based on my relationship with the Lord.
So when you say your identity, you
who
mean
I am.
Who you are.
That's right.
Is based on who God says you are.
Right. Now, Jesus didn't die for you.
What do you mean?
He didn't die for you. You know why?
Why?
Because he didn't do anything wrong. So he didn't come to die for you. You're already going to heaven.
Because I'm a dog, right?
Right.
That's right. All right, but I'm going to heaven.
You are going to heaven.
Me
and as a dog, you know, you have many godly characteristics.
I know.
And it's just kind of funny that dog spelled backwards is God.
That's
and I
funny.
Think he was trying to show us something there.
What are some of those characteristics?
Loyal.
Yeah.
Faithful.
Uh-huh.
Loving.
Yeah.
Playful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You got it.
Shall I go on?
So me and God, we're kind of similar because he made us to be like a companion.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you're similar.
No,
but you have some
you
of the same.
I mean.
He
God
gave you some
like,
of his own characteristics.
Right.
Like you could have the worst day of your life. You could have been the meanest person. I could have had the worst day at work, the worst day at a business, the worst, you
at
know,
school.
I could have been mean to people. But when I come home, when I come through that door, my dog is there. No judging, no thinking about, oh, I wonder if he was mean today, or I wonder if his day.
The we love just, you no matter what.
Right, you guys just want to greet us and have fun and love us and no matter what. And that
okay.
is like a godly
so
characteristic.
We have some characteristics like
of
God.
Of the Lord, exactly
because
right.
Because he put them on us.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I like that.
He
I
gave
like
you
that.
Some of his own characteristics.
That's nice.
To
all
witness
right.
to man himself.
So the little children out there who are listening, that they say, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? They could say, we could tell them who they are.
Well, they also have to know Jesus.
Well, yeah, I know, but their mama yeah. and daddy will tell them about Jesus, and then they'll say, oh, I love
yes.
that Jesus too.
Hopefully their parents will tell them that.
And then they would say, I'm the righteousness of God.
Right.
And then that's really good.
And the sooner they know that they're the righteousness of God, the less problems they're going to have when the world tries to tell them what they are through their job or through their accomplishments or through their lack of success.
Right.
You know, all that stuff.
Because with God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how tall you are.
Nope.
Or short.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't do good things.
No, I know you want to do good
things.
But
that's not what it's based in.
But wait. But God doesn't care how tall you are.
No.
Or how short you are.
Nope.
He doesn't care if you're blonde.
No.
Or bald.
No, he doesn't.
Or have brown hair.
Right.
Or gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or
red hair.
Red hair.
Yeah.
And he don't care if you're fast at adding and subtracting.
Right, that's right.
And he don't care.
He don't care if you're good at sports.
If you can throw a baseball or roller skate.
Right.
Or draw a picture.
Or if you're bad at sports.
He loves you. Oh my goodness. He
right.
loves you so much.
He loves you day in, day out.
The way you are. And
amen.
He made everyone so special.
That's right.
Every single person
Every
is special.
Single person.
Like
Even the people
snowflake.
That we say are bad, they're special to God.
They are.
Because God didn't make them bad.
That's right.
Even oh. really, really mean people, God loves them.
Wow.
He sent Jesus to die for them so that they wouldn't go to hell.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Should we love mean people?
Yes.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Well, of course it's hard to do. That's why Jesus said to do it, because he knew you wouldn't want to do it. But you could do it with his power.
Oh, all right. I think I could do anything with his power.
You could be like Mama. Oh. Mama chooses to love people.
She loves everybody.
And
even when they don't love her.
The unlovable people are sometimes very hard to love. But you're right. She loves people even when they're not nice to her or they don't love her back. She still loves them.
That's something.
I know.
I'm going to try that.
Okay. Who are you going to try with? Slippery Pete?
I love Slippery Pete.
Well, see, you love him. See?
I love him already.
Who annoys you besides me?
I was going to say
you. Who would you say annoys you? Was it the train conductor on that train?
No.
Try to kick you off?
No. I can't think of anyone right now because I'm in a good mood.
Okay. Well, when you think of something or someone that really gets under your skin, then let me know and we could talk about you having the victory in that area where you can love the unlovable.
All right. I'll keep you posted on that one.
Okay, Bella.
All right.
Well, until next time, this has been...